We're going to roll out. I don't know who's going to the bathroom, but did catch up. John 5:39. Got a few scriptures I'm going to look at real quick. When I say real quick, I really mean real quick. It's been a good first year. John 5:39. Well, let's do this. Let's go to John 1. And then we'll come back. As it says simply in verse 14, it says, "And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth." Go over to, that's perfect, John 8. Full of grace and truth. All right. John 8:32. And he's talking, he says, if you continue, verse 31, he said, and he said to those Jews who believed on him, "If you continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed." Verse 32, and we notice, but you have to notice as a person, he says, "And ye shall know the what? And the truth shall make you free." So the truth is not a thing, it's a person. It's full of grace and truth. "And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall what? Make you free." Chapter 14. Now, if you realize I'm going through John, John's a great book to read. John always referred to himself as the one that Jesus loved. If you ever go read the scripture, he's always saying, he's the one that Jesus loved. He always thought that Jesus loved him the most. John was also the only one that lived his life out. I don't know if y'all knew, living by the book, all the other disciples were crucified. They were murdered. Some were crucified upside down. Some were crucified in different places. Yeah, because they missed what Jesus was saying. So they didn't function in the other cities like Jesus did. They didn't take upon the personality of the Christ. So they tried to go with the word, but didn't go with the word. Because the word was made what? We just read it, kind of word was made what? So you try to go with the word, but you got to go, the word has to be a lie. You get it? And if you try to take something somewhere without the being behind that, without you being that, yeah, the letter itself, kill it. You get it? So, yeah, Judas was gone. You know Judas was gone already, right? Right, Judas hung himself. So now you got 11 left. 10 of them died terrible deaths. Don't sound like a good ending for walking with Jesus. Huh? Yeah. But John said, I'm the one that he loves. So John had a revelation of love, not only from the Father, but to others. Last class, church on users, and I told him we can be very condemning people. We can be very condemning and judgmental and very abrasive about things and forget about the love that Jesus is. And we missed the point. So the truth, you should know the truth. Truth shall make you free. John 14:6. If you read down through here, it's going in chronological, well, not chronological order, but he's steady revealing things over and over again. Verse 56, Jesus says, so now he said, you shall know the, in chapter 8, he said, you'll know the truth. Now, we don't know the time distance. And one day I want to read it and kind of do some reading and see how long this was, how long, whatever it was. You know, we know chapter 8 through 14, but we don't know the time. We don't know if it's another day unless you do some reading, right? But now it's in 14, verse 6, he says, and Jesus said to him, all right, now he's changed from knowing the truth as something else. And watch he says about the truth. Jesus says, I am the way, and I am what? The truth. And I am no man coming to the Father but by me. So now he's talking about knowing the person. Are y'all seeing me? Knowing the person. Go back over to John 5. This is one we was going over last week. Right? And I'm glad our brother asked me to expound further on it, because I was assuming, and this is what you have to learn too when you're teaching it, you cannot assume that everybody understands what you're saying. And you cannot assume that the way you're saying it is plain. One of the biggest tricks that we'll have is knowing the scripture in your own interpretation. That's a tough one, because it's hard to break those. Because they taught us that when we was younger, and I've been knowing this scripture since I've been whatever. Oh, I got this one already. No, there's some more juice in there. There's some more life in there. Right? And so 5:39 says, search scripture, and in them you think you have eternal life. And there they were testify of me. It's Jesus' red words, right? Yep, and you will not come to me that you might have life. So now he's saying that every scripture and all these things you're reading and all this studying, all this living by the book that you're doing is testifying of Christ. It's testifying of him as the truth, the testifying of him as the word in the flesh. You cannot take any principle out of this Bible, out of these scriptures, without taking the personality with it. All right? There's a lot of personalities in the Bible I don't really want. That we take on sometimes, but I don't really want those. I want the personality of Christ. And so it's simply put, and I've been saying this all semester, and I think I'm going to say it for the rest of my life, that we are everywhere else but the Gospels. We have every other account of everything else but the account of Jesus. And we have not mastered the red words. Right? Everybody else is speaking of the red words. The red words are him speaking. Hold on, listen. I'm going to say it again. Everyone else is speaking of the red words. The red words is him speaking. I'm going to say them again. Everybody else is speaking of, when you get to the red words, it's him. You get it? No more secondhand. No more. You know, in the Old Testament, man, it was secondhand religion. Even up until when Jesus showed up, it was secondhand religion because you couldn't get to God yourself. The same thing as I'm in you and you in me and you in the Father. That was heresy. Right? That blaspheming. That blaspheming is they ready to send you to hell or to kill you. The statement that God is your Father? Go read the Old Testament. They ain't calling him Father. God, Almighty God. Oh, gracious God. Oh, boss. What you mean you call your... He called himself the Son of God. Then it said, that made him equal with God. Blasphemy. But he's coming to a place where he's bringing back relationship. He's bringing back relation from the very beginning, what God originally intended. All right? Everywhere else, all the other scriptures are going back to that same place. I said this in my lesson. I found out about revelation knowledge. I was reading in Matthew 6, and he said, so who do men say that I am? And he said, flesh and blood is not revealed to this. And I found out that God has to reveal things to you of his spirit. And you got to do some digging. He says, search them scriptures. Right? And if you keep searching, you'll come to Jesus. If you keep searching, you'll realize what's going on. Right? Search them. Then you realize what's going on. The Bible is a beautiful text. It's a beautiful text. And in context, it's powerful. You read all, you can't be biblically selective. You can't pick what you want. You have to read it all in context. And when you bring it all to the obedience of Christ, it begins to bring life to every other thing. It's a source. And so, we everywhere else, man. Like, we everywhere else. And I'm not saying don't read nothing else. I think it all has a part to play, right? I think it all has its position. I don't think you should just have a Gospels Bible and get rid of the Old Testament. I don't think you should have a Gospel Bible and get rid of the epistles and the. I don't think you should. I don't think that. But I do believe that those red words put everything in place. And you can go and try to live off some other words somewhere else and miss out on the truth that you are. One of the things about Jesus, he always told you who you were. He never deferred the power. He never downplayed you. It was never that. He always enabled you. His message was the same from top to bottom. You can do this. Same thing in me, it's in you. You're beloved of the Father. He's saying the same thing. You can express. You can be the express image of God's will in the flesh. That's far-fetched in your mind, ain't it? Tell the truth right quick. Come on, just tell me the truth right quick. It's kind of far-fetched in mind. Like for me, like I'm going to be the express. I know my ways. I know how I am. I know my shortcomings. Me being the express image of God's will in the flesh? Yes. Exactly what he told you. So, I took a burden off my back a couple weeks ago, maybe a few days ago, I'm not sure. And I teach you something. I taught this in my last class, that sometimes in as a minister or somebody that's, we're all called to able ministers, we're all called to help somebody, but sometimes you can take the burden upon yourselves for whether somebody learns something. And sometimes you're walking around carrying a lot of, you're carrying a lot of people. Because it's just, I want you to learn, I want you to know. But flesh and blood can't reveal this to you. But the Father. Can't nobody dig that. Can't nobody do that search for you. I've learned, even in my teaching and my ministry, and I wish I learned the beginning of the semester, but it's cool, that you have to present the way. I give you the way, but you got to walk it. I can tell you where it's at, but you got to go get it for yourself. Go get me something and bring me something back. It don't work like that. You got to get your all for yourself. Remember the 10 virgins? Five had all, five didn't? Give us some of your all. No. That ain't how that worked. I couldn't give you none of my all if I wanted to. Lay hands on me, give me some of your anointing. I can't give you that. I can't do that. Who told you I can do that? Give me the precedent. Give me Jesus showing you can do that. Yo, get your all. You got all in there. You ain't walked the walk yet. And so these red words, are some of the most neglected words in the Bible. Don't you know it? You know it personally, don't you? I ask a question, a solemn sin, every time I ask this question. What do you know more than you know Jesus? What do you know more in your life more than you know Christ? Huh? What do you know more? You know your name better than you know Christ. You know your family members. You know what you want. You got your list of things. You know your dreams. That's more than you know. Right? Like we I know to get home. I know to get home better than I know Christ. All these things I know better than I know Christ makes me realize I got some work to do. I got some digging to do. Y'all know them other places. We'll talk about, man, Joe, we're going to talk about David and Solomon. They're going to be there. They're not going nowhere. Let me get the truth about me. Are you understanding me? What you know more than you know Christ? You know what I'm saying? What is it? Jesus said, my yoke is easy. It's easy. Whatever's going on hard, there might not be no Christ in there. That's a tough one, because that thing that's going on hard might be the thing that you done tied your life to. And you know, we didn't come too far. Come this far by faith. Christ. Paul said, Paul made a great statement. He said, that I may know him in the power of the resurrection. That I may know him. Not know of him. I know him. You get it? Paul said, everything else I've learned, he said, Paul's a very educated man. If you pay attention to study, he was a very educated man. He said, everything I learned, I counted as done. I don't live as though I've already attained, but I'm looking forward for this one thing. I'm pressing for the prize. That one thing, what is this prize? Christ in me. He described another time, Christ in me, the hope of glory. Right? And it is very idiotic to be sitting in the room with the man and call somebody else and ask him what he's saying. Huh? Well, show me how to be like you know what I'm saying? Well, show me how to be like Christ. I can't really show you that. Right? I can give you some stuff. I can give you some characteristics in certain situations. Right? But who knows what situation your situation is going to be like. It's not cookie cutter. Jesus spitting the dirt on one time and putting a man out, told him go wash. The other time he just put spit. You see what I'm saying? Like, the other time he lay hands on him twice. Lay hands on the man, so I see men walking the tree, and lay hands on him again. It's a different thing. I can't tell you what Christ ain't a cookie cutter. There's no cookie cutter Christ. Right? But Jesus made this one statement. He made it very, very simple. And I want you to ask yourself this when you get in your car, whenever, and find out, and everything you're doing, when something get hard, you find out what's going on. Jesus says this, and he starts saying, good master, don't call me good, ain't nobody good but God. Then he makes a statement, he said, man, I only do what my Father tells me to do. He said, as I hear, I judge. And I know my judgment is just because of where I heard it from. And so the simplicity of your life is in waiting and hearing like Christ. Get it? And everything else, these ideas, because there's a lot of ideas you can come up with. I'll prove it to you. The tree of knowledge of good and evil. That was an idea, which was a gateway to a bunch of other ideas. Right? But where is the will of the Father? Right? So amen, this is a good class. I ain't got enough to say except the fact of standing in red word. I do this. Standing in red word. Stop. No, I've said this before, but I'm going to say it again because I don't know if you catch it. But every day, get you in the red words, right? Just get in those red words. I'm doing a thing now where I'm reading the Gospels in 30 days, and I'm doing 3 chapters a day. It's roughly about 90-something chapters. If you do 3 chapters a day, you can do it in 30, right? And so I'm just doing that. You know, I'm doing that, and some days I read good, some days I don't read that good. It depends on how the day go, right? Some days I slow down, some days I ain't got time to slow down, right? But I'm going. I'm hitting them red words. And then you know what I'm going to do on day 31? I go read Proverbs and whatever, and we go do some. But them right there. You get it? And what happened over and over and over again. And the best way I can describe it is before you know it, it's going to catch you. Now, be careful. Be careful, because once it catches you, you ain't going to care about nothing else. So I don't know if you ever seen the movie Matrix. He said, you ever seen Matrix? He said, I got the red, you had to watch it if you never seen it. It's a pretty good movie. He said, I got a red and blue pill. He said, you can take this red pill and I'll show you what the truth is. Or you can take this blue pill, you can wake up, go back to your regular life, and nothing ever happened. You'll never know I talked to you. And you can do everything like you've been doing and go have your nilly-willy free life. But if you want to know the truth, yeah. Which one you going to take? You're screaming that now. You remember that red pill started, right? You can take the blue pill. A lot of people take the blue pill today. It ain't all up in Proverbs and all up in all these other places, and they going to church, and they going to heaven. You ready? I'm trying to figure out how to say this. My ultimate end game goal ain't heaven. You gotta catch what I'm saying. I want to go to heaven, and I know it's gonna be our final, right? But I'm not looking for that right now. Everybody won't go to heaven, but nobody won't die. Shut up. What you doing right now? Heaven on earth right now. What's going on here? Are y'all understanding what I'm saying? What's going on right now, right here, in this moment? Where is Christ right now? I'm not waiting for him to crack the sky. And we learn about the rapture. You ever heard about the rapture, right? You know about the rapture? Heard the word rapture really mean, I don't hear it. Rapture really mean kidnapping. The original meaning of rapture, rapture's not in the Bible. Y'all know that? Did y'all know the word rapture that we learn about in church? It's not in the Bible. The word rapture comes from another word. It means to kidnap and to rape. Jesus is not coming to rape me. And he not coming to kidnap me. I know he says he's going to be like a thief in the night. I understand. But he not coming to kidnap me. All right? I'm not thinking about him cracking the sky. I'm not thinking about the second coming, because we're here right now. Huh? What you going to do? All right, that's good. He said, no man know the time, know the hour. So instead of walking right here, I hope I be right when they click. I hope it be right when they come. Because that's what we learn. We learn. You better, don't let them catch you slipping now. Right? Just be what you're supposed to be. I'm going to tell you now. And I'm walking out with this one. I'm going to tell you now. Y'all ready? If you don't be Christ and who you're supposed to be, you're going to get caught slipping. He said, I'm separating the goats and the sheep. And it made me nervous when I read this one day. I read it before, but I read it again. Because, you know, I'm Dr. Montrell. I'm Reverend Montrell. I'm Minister Montrell. I'm in ministry school. I've been a youth pastor. I've been a worship leader and all these different things. I've been a servant at the service, 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 at the service. After service, going to most services and got services, serve communion and pray for people at their houses, went and lay hands on people and did the counseling and did it again and then counsel the same person again and again. And I've done a lot of that stuff all my life. And this man say, he's going to say, I ain't know you. I got to get in the corner on them. Like, he said, "You, Lord, we cast out demons in your name. We built buildings in your name. We did all that." He going to say, "Depart from me. I never. Hey, bro, that I may know him. Hey, you shall know the. Forget all the other stuff. And I'll do all that counseling. All that. Yeah, but I ain't going to be no Lord. He going to say he ain't know me. And you know how he going to know me? Because I'm going to know him. Scripture says, draw nigh to God here. You get it? What it's really telling you is that if you just do your part, he already know who you are. Right? But the victory is in you knowing who you are. You can't know God if you don't know who you truly are. Amen.